Following the recent 60th anniversary of the Canadian flag and a growing sense of patriotism amid rising tensions with the U.S., Council unanimously passed a motion to distribute Canadian flags to Kingston residents free of charge. Councillor Brandon Tozo was motivated to present the motion at Tuesday's meeting by a different request from residents.
We've gotten a number of emails over the past few weeks asking for us as municipal leaders to take down American flags at different facilities. I did talk to the clerks about that, and procedurally, that's something we can't do. I also don't know if it's the right thing to do.
Rather than removing American flags, Tozo proposed an alternative course of action.
You know, let's not tear down something we hate. We have an opportunity in this moment to bring people together. Instead of being anti-American, let's be pro-Canada. In a show of solidarity, I put forward this motion to provide some free flags for Canadians, free Canadian flags. It's a small gesture from City Council, but one I hope that shows your local government stands with you in these troubled times.
The Canadian flag has a strong connection to Kingston, with its co-creators in 1965 being John Matheson, who was a longtime resident, and Dr. George Stanley, who was also a Kingston resident and Dean of Arts at the Royal Military College from 1962 to 1969. Councillors Ryan Boehm and Connie Glenn captured the sentiment shared around the horseshoe.
In my opinion, and from what I've seen living in this country my whole life, is we have a quiet, sort of humble pride. But it's also fierce when it is awakened. And sure as heck, it has been awakened. Great motion. Gives me, you know, chills literally thinking about driving down the street and seeing all those Canadian flags out there.
I think this just reminds us that every once in a while, we need to be a little louder, a little prouder, and to put it out on display. And that's what the flags will do for us. So thank you very much, and I'm very happy to support this.
The funding required for this program will be absorbed within the 2025 operating budget, up to a maximum of $10,000. Details regarding the logistics of the initiative have yet to be announced. This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.